Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Fale.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Fale. Guardian of the forest, protector of wildlife, champion of man and nature, Mark Fale. In the sheep herder's country just north of Lost Forest, a gala celebration is in progress. Mark Trail and Cherry have been invited to a barn dance. The huge barn has been cleared, the floors waxed down, and everyone is happy and excited as they wait for the music to start.
Having a good time, Cherry?
Oh, wonderful, Mark. I'm so glad these sheep ranchers invited us. I haven't been to a square dance in a long time.
Oh, the caller's going to begin again.
All right, here we go. Take your partners, and here we go. First trail off is a couple of lies, and it's got a look at the northern line.
Stop! Listen to me!
Mark, what is it?
It's Cal Harkins, one of the sheep ranchers.
I've just been out to the sheep pens. Five sheep have been attacked and killed.
Did you see the killer?
Yeah, I saw the killer.
I saw him running away.
It was Mark Trail's dog, Andy.
Well, while proving that his dog Andy is innocent, you can bet that Mark Trail will find plenty of thrills and excitement.
Thrills and excitement that'll be fun to hear, and even more fun if you're in shape to share the excitement. If you feel fit to get the fun out of it. And one sure step toward feeling fit for fun is to make Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast every single day. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes of wheat. Ready to eat, fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. And because super delicious Kellogg's Pep is a powerhouse of food elements you need to help you build up strength, energy, and nerve, it helps keep you on the winning team in any game or sport. And mark this, before the show's over, I'll tell you how you can own and operate a model miniature automobile controlled by a secret power that will amaze your friends. Meantime, just remember, if you want to have your fun and eat it too, ask your mother when she goes shopping, bring me a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
With the news that Andy has slaughtered five sheep and run away, the excited sheep ranchers run out to the pens. And sure enough, the dead animals are lying on the ground, their throats torn, while the excited sheepmen surround Mark and Cherry.
Trail, I always knew that dog of yours was a killer.
Andy is no killer, Harkins.
Of course he isn't.
I hear different. This here dog of yours is already tasted blood, and I hear he killed a deer up north.
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, he did. But it was because I ordered Andy to do it. We were up in North Forest, an Indian guide and myself. We were starving, too weak to track any game. Why, we'd have died if Andy didn't find that deer.
But he did kill.
Yes, but it was for food, and Mark's trained Andy.
Don't make any difference, Miss Cherry. The dog's tasted blood, and as long as he's running around loose, our sheep aren't safe.
Listen, boys, wait a minute, listen. You're all jumping at conclusions. I know Andy. Why, he's my own dog. Now, I'll admit it looks bad for the moment,
I'll
but
say
I can...
it looks bad, Trail. I saw Andy with my own eyes among the sheep. And he ran away, sneaked across the range when I saw him. If he didn't kill those sheep, why did he run away?
But that still isn't true.
Oh, isn't it, Miss Cherry?
No. Cherry is right, Harkins. Now, if you'd only give Andy a chance, wait till I find him and
not
then...
Not on your life, Trail. We're not aiming to give this killer dog of yours a chance to kill again. We're going to hunt him down and shoot on sight. That right, boys?
That's right.
All right. We'll start hunting at daybreak.
Oh, Mark, they're going to kill Andy. I've got to find him. I'm going to take one of the horses and look for him.
Cherry.
Sure good to be home.
Yeah, Frank. It was a fine barn then, till all that trouble happened, that killer dog and all.
Martha, tell you the truth, I'm a little worried. Sheep out in our pens are all we got in the world.
Yep.
Not enough that we brought them through scabbies and sheep tick, but now with a killer loose on the range.
Well, no use worrying about it. It's late, and we'd best be getting to bed.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Frank, what's that?
Something's loose out in the sheep pens, Martha.
You're right.
Quick, Mother, get me my rifle.
Oh, Frank, look.
Yes, three lambs. Three of our best Hampshires, slaughtered.
Frank, it must have been that big dog, Mark Trail's dog.
Well, no doubt about it, Mother. If I ever get a chance at that killer, he'll never murder another lamb at night.
Frank, listen. What's that?
Sounds like the whine of a dog. Over there in the corner of the pen.
But it's dark. We can't see it.
Let's move closer. Take a look.
Frank, it's Mark Trail's dog. It's Anders.
Yes, it's a murdering critter, all right.
Look at him. He's all covered with blood.
Get back, Mother.
Frank, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to put a bullet through his head with this rifle. I'm going to make this range safe for our sheep once and for all.
Oh, but Frank, you can't
now,
do anything.
Now, you murdering critter, you've struck down your lamb.
Frank, wait a minute. Now, don't shoot yet. Someone's coming.
Who?
What? It's that girl from Lost Forest. Cherry.
Mother, you go in the house. I want to handle this alone.
Andy, what are they going to do to you? Oh, you're all covered with blood. Oh, Andy, you've been hurt.
Get out of the way, Miss Cherry.
No, please. Please don't shoot him. Give him a chance.
Oh, sure.
Please.
A chance to kill more sheep. On your life.
Oh, please, Mr. Allen. He didn't do it.
Get out of my way, miss. I'm telling you for the last time. Who's that? Who's coming out?
It's Mark. It's Mark Trail. Mark! Mark!
Cherry. Cherry, I've been following you all the way from town. Andy. Oh, Andy, boy, so you're here. Andy, you've been hurt.
Get out of the way, Trail. I'm putting a bullet into him.
Oh, no, you're not, Alan. Not yet. Cherry.
Yes, Mark.
Cherry, better call the doctor for Andy.
All right, Mark.
And let's not move him till we're sure no bones are broken.
I'll call the doctor right away.
I don't care, Trail. Out in the sheep country, we shoot a killer dog on sight. You know the law of the range.
He didn't kill those lambs, Alan. And I can prove it.
Oh, yeah? How?
Andy's wounded. Slashed across the head and legs. Sheep never fight back when they're attacked. You know that. That means there must have been some other animal in the sheep pen.
All I know is that your dog was the only prowler here.
Alan, I want to hunt down the real killer as much as you do. But before you pass judgment, let's take a look around. Alan, look here.
Huh? Where?
On the ground here. The edge of the corral. There's a track of the dirt. The print of an animal's foot, see?
Well, let me see. It doesn't look like anything to me, Trail. It's blurred.
It's a print, all right. The print of a mountain lion. Hey, wait a minute. Look, Alan. There's a toe missing.
Huh?
Now I know who slaughtered your sheep and the others near the barn dance.
What are you driving at, Trail?
This is the track of the big mountain lion they call Whisperfoot.
Whisperfoot?
Yes.
That can't be, Trail. Well, that big mountain lion hasn't been around these parts for 2 years. Slaughtered over 100 sheep in his time. They say he had a human mind.
Yes, I know, Alan. But he's come back. You can see that by the paw print.
That doesn't mean a thing to me. It's a blur that can mean anything. And I'm sure Whisperfoot's dead.
Alan, listen to me.
You listen to me, Trail. I heard enough. I'm going to town and pick up the boy. I'm going to tell him I've got the killer right here.
I tell you, boys, There was a mountain lion in the sheep pen of Allen's here.
And I tell you, Trail, the only killer in the pen was your dog, Andy. Allen here found him dead to rights.
But that track I showed you.
Can't tell a thing by it. It is blurred. Could be almost anything.
Boys, I've trailed practically every kind of game in every part of this country. I know that's the track of a mountain lion. And that missing toe proves it's Whisperfoot.
Whisperfoot?
Yes.
Well, he's been dead for years.
Sure thing. Say he was drowned or fell off a cliff.
Yeah, let's kill him.
Now you're right, boys. There's no use waiting. I'm going to finish off this killer right now.
Allen, put your gun away.
No one's going to stop me. Look at that dog staring up at me. If that ain't the devil himself in his eyes.
Don't go near that dog, Allen.
Get your hands off me. I'll shoot if I want to.
Oh, no, you won't. You.
As Mark hears the shot, his heart leaps into his throat. Slowly, he turns to look at Andy. In a moment, we will continue, so stand by. With Andy's very life at stake, Mark has to call on all his strength, energy, and nerve. If Andy were your dog, a lot would depend on your strength, energy, and nerve. So listen.
Help build up strength. Help build up energy. Help build up strong bones and steady nerves. With that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, no cereal, not even Pep, can make you strong as a strong man after only one or two servings. However, one serving of Kellogg's Pep day after day does add up to a powerhouse of food elements you need to help you build up strength, energy, and nerve. You can skate better, run better, feel fit for fun. And in addition, Kellogg's Pep is a powerhouse of delicious flavor. Yes, sir. Every crisp, toasted flake of marvelous, malty-flavored Pep makes you want to say, more Pep, please. And don't forget that special message I'll have for you later. Learn how you can own a miniature model car and operate it by remote mystery control. Till then, remember, if you want to have your fun and eat it too,
pick Pep the prize package with the powerful powerhouse punch. Pick Pep.
Mark Trail's St. Bernard Andy has been accused of killing sheep. When Frank Allen, one of the sheep ranchers, leaps at Andy with a gun, Mark grapples with Allen. There is a shot. And then...
Give me that gun, Allen, you crazy fool! There!
I'll get another gun, Trail. You're not stopping me!
I'm glad that bullet missed my dog, Allen. I don't think I'd be responsible if it hit him.
Now, take it easy, Allen. Take it easy. Maybe we ought to give Trail a chance to clear his dog.
Thanks, Hawkins. Now, listen to me, all of you. I hate a killer on the range as much as any of you. But Andy didn't kill those sheep, and I can prove it. Now, I say Whisperfoot's alive, and I'll track him down. But you've got to give me time. I'll have to have time.
How much time do you want?
Well, give me a week to find that killer line, Hawkins.
Oh, no,
sheep ranchers here won't wait that long, Trail.
We'll give you less than 24 hours. The deadline's sundown tomorrow.
But that's just tonight and all day tomorrow.
Take it or leave it, Trail.
All right. All right, Allen. I'll take it.
They gave you only 24 hours, Mark?
Oh, that's right, Sherry.
But how can you do it? It would take a miracle.
I've got to do it, Sherry. Andy's life is at stake. I've got to prove to them by tomorrow sundown that Whisperfoot is the marauding killer, stalking every sheep pen on the range.
Whisperfoot?
Yes.
Mark, isn't he the big cat they say is almost human?
Yes, Jerry. He's not only a cruel and savage killer, but he's shrewd and cunning. Trailing him down is going to be the hardest assignment I've ever tackled.
Well, Mark, are you going to use traps?
No, I'm not. Ordinarily, Jerry, I'd never use a steel trap, except when I was hunting a killer like Whisperfoot. But even in this case, traps would be useless.
Why?
Well, because Whisperfoot has a toe missing.
Oh.
That means he was caught in a trap once, and tore a toe off getting away. Mm-hmm. Now, that means he's trap shy, and he'll always be on the lookout for them.
Well, then how are you going to trail Whisperfoot?
Well, I've only got one chance, Jerry. One chance in 100. Dogs.
Dogs?
Yes. There's a hunter named Gorman living in Bonanza Valley about an hour from here. He owns a pack of hunting dogs, especially trained for big game. And I'm riding for his place, Jerry, right now.
So you want to borrow my dogs to track down that big cat on trail?
That's right, Gorman. And if I don't bring him in by dawn tomorrow, my dog dies.
I see. And you think old Whisperfoot is alive, huh?
I know he is.
You're a smart woodsman, Trail, and I give you credit. I know he's alive, too. Matter of fact, I've spent a year trying to corner him myself.
Gorman, I haven't much time. If you'll lend me your pack...
Sure. Sure, Trail, I'll be glad to. You can take the pack and bring back Whisperfoot. But on one condition.
What condition?
I don't know if you'll want to do it, if you knew what I had in mind.
Well, Gorman, I have no choice. Andy's life is at stake.
Well, if we catch up with Whisperfoot my way, we still might not be able to bring him back. At least not in time.
Well, what's up your sleeve, Gorman?
This way, Trail. I've been offered $5,000 if I deliver a big cat like Whisperfoot. So I'm going to go along on this trip with you.
Why, gosh, I'll be glad to have you. Two guns are better than one.
Oh, no. No shooting.
No shooting? What? Why, Gorman, what do you mean?
We'll be doing the impossible if we do it at all, Trail. A zoo wants Whisperfoot. We must bring him back alive. No sign of Whisperfoot yet, Trail.
No. That cat's got the cunning of a devil, Gorman. He's come a long way.
Yeah. Now, horses are getting winded. Have to rest them soon.
Wait, Gorman, I've sworn to get that cat. There's only one thing that worries me.
What's that?
Time. It's been hours since we left the sheep ranch. It'll be dawn soon.
I'll say one thing, Trail.
Yes?
I thought I knew every trick of big game hunting. But you've taught me a few I never knew before. Thought sure we'd lost the trail back where Whisperfoot crossed that gully. But you put the dogs right back on.
Gorman, I've never concentrated so hard in my life to catch a killer. I keep thinking of what the sheep ranches will do to Andy. And, well, I've just got to find that big cat, Gorman. I've just got to. If I don't, I can't...
Trail! Listen!
Gorman, it's Whisperfoot. Let's go! Gorman, rein up a minute. Gorman, look. Look over there.
Yeah, it's Whisperfoot. He's fighting the dogs, Trail.
Yes, and he's killed two of them already.
Trail, he's seen us. He's running toward that chasm. Now he's jumping that chasm to the other side. There he goes. Trail, he's made it. He jumped clean over to the other side.
Come on, Gorman. There's no time to waste. Gorman, look here. On this edge of the chasm.
Yeah. It's Whisperfoot's lair.
Right. He's been holing up in this cave in the rock. And it's stuffed with sheep bones. Well, that ought to be proof enough for anybody. As to the real sheep killer.
Sure. But what about Whisperfoot himself? Big cat's on the other side of this chasm. It's a long jump. Maybe 15 or 20 feet.
Gorman, we've got to jump. Get across.
I don't see how. What good if we did? While we figure out how to get across, that cat will gain miles on us.
No, no, we won't. A mile or so past this chasm is the Wilco River. Mountain lions won't even attempt to cross the water.
Yeah?
He'll be stopped between the river and this chasm.
Well, maybe so, but how are you getting across?
I'm going to get my horse to jump it.
Well, that's suicide.
It's the only way.
Well, even if you do make it, even if I'm fool enough to follow you, how do we get the dogs across?
I've got that figured out, Gorman. We'll stretch a rope across this chasm and tie it tight between my horse and yours.
Well, I suppose we can hitch both ends to the saddle of each horse and get them to pull it taut. But then what?
Well, there's some bacon in my food pack. I'm going to grease that rope with the bacon.
I don't get you yet, Trail. How does that get the dogs across?
Easy as pie, Gorman. We tie each dog with a second rope and loop it around the one that stretches across this chasm.
Yeah?
Then we give each dog a shove, and he slides right across. Now, when he gets to my side, I let the dog go.
Trail, you're a genius. You get stuck by a chasm, so you make yourself your own hanging trolley car out of a rope. You got a head on your shoulders.
There's no time to lose. Will you tie the dog?
Sure.
All right, then. I'm going to jump. Now, when I get on the other side, I'll toss you half my rope. Then you can hook up the line across.
Mighty smart idea. Trail, I'll tell you what. If you make the leap, why, by golly, I'll take my chance, too.
Okay, Gorman. First me. Come on now. Come on, boy. All right, boy. Steady now, steady. Now, let's go. Jump, boy. Jump for your life.
Trail. Trail, you made it. I'm coming after you.
Wait a minute. First, I've got to grease the line. Then we get the dogs over.
I'm with you all the way, Trail. Don't worry about me pitching in.
Then you come over. And when we're all on this side, the chase starts again.
That was quite some trick, Trail. I can't get over it. I never saw that done before, sliding dogs across on a greased line like one of them overhead ski trains.
Forget the compliments, Gorman. We've got to get that cat. Look, the sun's beginning to drop toward the west. I've got to get him back to that sheep ranch before...
Trail, look, the river. Whisperfoot to the edge of it. Afraid to cross, like you said.
The dogs are closing in on him. He'll make for that tree, I'm sure.
Here he goes. They treat him. He can't get out.
Quick, Gorman. Come on, after him. Well, Whisperfoot. So we meet at last.
Trail, remember now, no guns. You must take him alive.
I know.
How can we do it? He'll rip us to pieces if we get close enough.
Only one way, Gorman. Look, the tree's on the edge of the river. Now, if it's chopped down correctly, it'll land in the river. The cat will be afraid of getting wet, so he'll hang onto the tree. He'll be marooned, helpless, in the middle of the river.
I get it. Then we can lasso him easy. Tie him to the tree and carry it off between our horses.
That's the general idea.
But who's going to do the chopping?
I am.
But Trail, you'll be right under him. Supposing he decides to come out of that tree and springs at you.
Gorman, that's the chance I've got to take. Afford to miss now. The sun will be down in an hour.
If you ask me, Alan, it's time.
Yep. Sun will be down in a couple of minutes.
Please, please give Mark Trail a little more time. He'll be here soon. I know he will.
We made a bargain at Trail, Miss Cherry. We're going to keep our side of it.
Harkins, let's stand Andy against that fence.
Right. You ready, Alan?
Ready.
No, don't. Please don't.
Out of my way, Miss Davis. It'll be over with one shot.
Andy looks up at Mr. Allen, his eyes pleading for his life. Soon you will learn what happens, so keep listening.
Now, about that little mystery automobile. You can get a real scale model 1950 Ford and make it go without touching it, winding it, or pushing any buttons. You see, with your car, there's a special mystery control ring. Simply hide the ring under your fingers, wave your hand over the car, and presto, the car will follow your hand like magic. It has no batteries, no motor, and yet without touching it, you can make it go fast or slow, forward or backward. It's terrific. Now, to get your Magnapower Ford and Mystery Control Ring, just send your name and address with 25 cents and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Kellogg's, Box 400, New York, 46, New York. And while you're waiting, you can have fun eating marvelous malty-flavored Pep. Now, that address is Kellogg's, Box 400, New York 46, New York. Ah, you'll sure have fun with your Magno Power Ford. No wonder folks all say, if you want to have your fun and eat it too,
pick Pep the prize package with the powerful powerhouse punch. Pick Pep.
Mark Trails, St. Bernard Andy, accused of murdering sheep, looks up at the rifle held in Frank Allen's hands. Allen takes careful aim, and then...
Perkins, grab a hold of him. That dog's gone crazy. He won't stand still.
Someone's coming, and Andy knows it. That's why he's jumping around. Someone's coming.
Who?
Listen. It's Mark. Mark Trail. See him coming over that rise?
By George, Harkins, it is. Hey, what's the horse dragging behind him?
Looks like the left side of a tree.
No, it's more than just a tree. Something's tied to it. Harkins, do you see what I see?
It's Whisperfoot. Mark Trail bringing back Whisperfoot.
Sherry, am I in time? Is Andy all right?
Oh, Mark, you're just in time.
Sherry, know what that is?
Whippoorwill, I say, Mark.
Good for you. But you know, there are lots of bird calls you'd never recognize. The calls of rare birds who are almost extinct.
On Friday, Mark visits a sanctuary for rare birds. But he also comes face to face with a dangerous killer who takes careful aim at Mark before he pulls the trigger. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to
Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains.
Mark Trail.
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came to you from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. Today's Mark Trail was written by Max Ehrlich, directed by Drex Hines. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Amy Sedell is Cherry. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.